1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. It is the fourth and final day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Kamala Harris delivers her formal acceptance speech, and protests continue over the war in Gaza, one Michigan delegate staging a sit-in at United Center.
On Wednesday, the parents of Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland addressed the DNC. Jonathan Poland telling delegates,
"There is a surplus of agony on all sides of the tragic conflict in the Middle East."
In response, Michigan delegate Abbas Alawia has asked DNC organizers to allow a speech by a Palestinian American.
"My phone is charged. I'm waiting for the call."
Alawia is more than 12 hours into a sit-in outside the United Center. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Chicago.
Donald Trump is campaigning in Arizona today. Running mate J.D. Vance in Georgia both talking about border security. Existing home sales ticked up 1.3% in July from June, ending a four-month downward streak. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the DNC the Biden-Harris administration is reviving a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee called Bronzeville.
"The music is coming back. The culture is coming back. And thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law, the opportunities are coming back."
Bronzeville was literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies in the 1960s. Now it's getting $37 million worth of bike and bus lanes, green space, and sewer upgrades. Oshkosh Defense says it just landed a $1.5 billion contract to build trucks for the Army. Oshkosh has been building them for years. It sells them to other countries too, like Israel and Ukraine. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WLCX The Eagle. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Six people, including three kids, are now recovering after a car crash in Monroe County. It happened Wednesday in the town of Byron. A driver in a Jeep went ahead when it wasn't his turn and ended up getting hit by a GMC Acadia. The driver of the Jeep was seriously hurt, and in the Acadia, the driver, a passenger, and three kids were seriously hurt, too. There were two kids inside who were okay. Voters in Tomah will be asked to approve a $177 million referendum for the school district. Schools need updates and renovations, sometimes even new buildings. District officials spent months talking with staff in the community about the best way to do that. They decided their best path forward is to build a new high school, turn the middle school into an elementary school, and renovate LaGrange Elementary. The school board president says this referendum will impact the Tomah community for years to come. The election is November 5th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WLCX The Eagle.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy:
"We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits."
NFL: Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
"They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. I think a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident in last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're going to get opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue."
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine just won't stop, with high temperatures slamming into the upper 70s. Clouds increase tonight, with chances of spotty showers or some storms early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll become mostly sunny, with high temperatures rising right back to the upper 70s.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is going to recombobulate at 10:33, and we got special guest host Amy Westrup of Comedy Sports joining me all morning. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Eagle 1490 AM.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer-engineer, filling in for Mr. Zommers, the wonderful, the talented Sam Davidson, back high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square of the old world headquarters. Mr. Sam, what a hour one. I mean, you got Molly Ball. You had, how about that? Wasn't she great? Somebody who sat down and talked with Nancy Pelosi knows the ins and outs of it. And
she interviewed Elon Musk.
Right?
And yeah, she's got some huge interviews. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
She has some
I have
huge
to dress you. I have to help your
headset. Her Elon Musk piece in Time is really interesting to go back and read.
Well, Samuel, we appreciate. I don't know why I'm calling you that now. Sam, thanks for helping out today. Remember, Mr. Zommers will be back tonight with us for our prime time coverage. It's Civic Media prime time tonight from 6 until 7.
Time.
That's right. We will look forward to that at the table with us as
you
well.
You need to start giving out nicknames. Remember how Chris Berman had Andre Bad Moon and Rising?
Oh, I know. It was great.
Best nickname ever. So good.
And by the way, it is Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. Join us as a co-host all this week, as he does every Wednesday. Former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. And so happy to be welcoming back to the desk our friend, our old colleague, the fabulous, the lovely, the talented Kristen Bry. Kristen, how the heck are you?
I am tired.
And see, I'm eternally jealous because you're one of those people that says that, oh, I'm tired. And she looks fantastic. She looks like like you just came out of the inauguration, for God's sake.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take that. But no, I was definitely tired during the RNC. Mm-hmm. This is another level of fire hose.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would say.
All right.
Different. Different. I mean, but and inherently different because I am here as one of the talked about content creators rather than media and press, which has been a different experience than what the RNC was.
And for those,
that's because the Democrats love their content creators. That's what I've discovered here.
More than Republicans.
More than the press. For all the bad, for all the rapping the right does, the press that the Democrats, you know, the press is in the tank for them.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the food. I think they're trying to starve the press.
Trigvi's not impressed with the food at the DNC so far. Here, proper.
I don't know. For some reason, during my 7 or 6 whatever Republican conventions, I got better food. But then I was never with the press.
See, he's been doing this all week to me. Oh, it just really sucks when you don't have a BFD, you know, pass for the lounge and a driver
just,
and a Lincoln Navigator. Right.
I know.
Right. Yeah, when you're not hanging out with Carl Rove, this really sucks.
Well, we almost were. If I'd have caught his eye, I would have.
Yeah. We walked by him earlier. I said, can you get him?
I will try and get him. I will try and make that happen.
All right. Well, for those that don't know, of course, Kristen hosts a daily show.
And Kristen will be calling me. Can you make that happen for me, too?
I'm trying to tell us who our guest is here.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't need
introductions,
Todd.
That's still very true. She has a program, as they say, on another network in Milwaukee area. And she also has this wonderful As Goes Wisconsin on socials and writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Kristen, we love all your content you put out there. Talk a little bit about this, because when we talked to you at the RNC, you were with your station in Milwaukee doing the Daily Show. Here, you are a quote-unquote content creator, as Trigby alluded to. What's the difference in covering an event as a journalist or a Daily Show person versus a content creator?
So when I was at the RNC, I wore multiple hats. Mm. I was doing a hit with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in the morning. Mm. I was doing my show and then basically roving around.
Scavenger hunting.
And I did a scavenger hunt, right?
It was
right?
So good.
And it was really fun.
Oh, it was awesome.
And it was points for different kinds of outfits and merch, yeah. Different, you know, news celebrities versus actual celebrities. And so that was really fun. I was like, all right, well, now once I knew I was coming to the DNC, I was like, that seemed like an obvious thing to do again. Mm. And what I don't have to do this time is a morning hit with Journal Sentinel. I don't have to... I'm not hosting my show this week. I was calling into most of that network's shows, giving daily updates as far as what the experience has been like. But largely, I've been able to be here and just try to get content, which has been interesting because everything is content.
Right.
And I kind of knew that inherently, or at least abstractly, I've known that. But the fish in a barrel of, I mean, walking into security today, I saw Mehdi Hasan.
Wow.
And the thing is, everyone's willing to talk because that's why they're here. And so, well,
go ahead.
Even if it's just for two questions or a selfie or something like that. Like most people, my experience so far has been most people are at least willing to give you a couple minutes of their time. And so the backlog of content that I have and trying to figure out a good way and a thoughtful way to post that across social media, That is the hard part. It's not grabbing people or getting something that's compelling. It's finding the Wi-Fi and the time to sit down and be on your phone and post it. And so there's probably going to be a lot more content this weekend that gets posted. Hopefully people are still interested.
But see, I think you're selling yourself a little bit short because I don't think that every reporter here is getting that. I'm eternally jealous of you. I texted you because you posted a great selfie of you and a lot of people my age are going to know her from Seinfeld, but she had her own series, Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Tell us about meeting her and getting the selfie.
So if people remember when I was on Civic Media and we had As Goes Wisconsin during the run-up to Janet Protasiewicz's election. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus wanted to get involved in that campaign. And so she actually has a guy who helps her with her...
Political stuff.
He's scoping out when she wants to get involved in something. He had DM'd me... an account called Motherhood for Good, and also Dan Schaefer. Mm-hmm. And so the three of us, in a year and a half ago, had the opportunity to have some of our content amplified by her. And also through that, I got to interview Bradley Whitford, I got to interview Piper Perabo, and there was a lot of interest in that election. And so fast forward to the DNC, her guy, Earl, shout out to Earl, had reached back out and said, are you going to be here? And so I'm down here with Kate Duffy, who runs Motherhood for Good, and we got a chance to go to the women's governors, the DGA for women Democratic governors yesterday. And Julia was moderating the event. And then we got a chance to make a little content with her afterwards. But I haven't posted it yet, so I'm not going to give away the joke.
All right, that's fine. But that's, I think it's fantastic, number one, and what a great get. Not everybody, Kristen Bry, is as good as you, because I want to play this clip. This is a poor report. She was walking through, I think, somewhere here with all the media, and some poor young kid wanted to get an interview with her. And if you watch Veep, there was this character called Amy, who was kind of the handler, and it appears that Julia Louis-Dreyfus has her own real-life Amy. Here is the clip of a reporter trying to get an interview.
Julie, we had one quick question for you.
No, we're not going to do press.
It's a real quick question. One question.
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
This is the media area, by the way.
Okay. Good for him.
Right?
Good for him for at least being like, well, why are you down here if you're not here to ask questions?
And the video is even funnier because Julie Louis-Dreyfus is like 4 feet from this guy. I mean, it's not like he's trying to get to her 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And her handler just steps in and literally puts a hand to the face and says, we're not doing press. So, I mean, not everybody, Kristen, can do what you did.
Well, fair enough.
But what was she like? Just to get to talk to a person.
Yeah. She was lovely. What was actually interesting, because what I have struggled with, been trying to balance, is am I here to make fun content?
Mm-hmm.
Am I here to do kind of just relay the sights and sounds of what it's like to be here? Am I trying to get serious questions answered? And because she honestly was down to, she was more serious than I thought she would be.
Mm.
And as far as the questions other people asked her when we were there yesterday, and how thoughtful she was in her answers. You know, I had asked something along the lines of, you know, you've been invested in Wisconsin politics. What actually stands out to you about Wisconsin? Like, what do you know about Wisconsin?
Right.
And what I found out is that her sister went to UW-Madison.
Really? Ah.
And so she's actually spent some time, and her son went to Northwestern. And
wow.
So, but, and what she had a very genuine answer instead of a quippy one that was, she's always just impressed with how kind and genuine she finds people in Wisconsin to be, which is, you know.
But that's who we are, right?
I
talk about that all the time. And you've had the same opportunity, right? When you go live outside of Wisconsin, you come to appreciate Wisconsin in a way that, quite frankly, I sometimes, people from Wisconsin who haven't had that opportunity don't fully appreciate. Yeah. 100%.
So I would say she took the questions very seriously instead of just having like a one-liner for everything.
But how do you balance that as a creator, right?
Like, I'm fascinated. I'll tell
you when I figure it out. I will say your interview at the RNC with Tommy Thompson is one of my favorite social media.
He was talking about that at dinner with Reed Galen and I.
It was,
I wanted to bring it up with Bill too, because sure
Bill loved it as well.
Yeah,
totally. I mean, Robin Voss loved it.
Oh my God,
my
so
video
good
with Robin Voss was him saying that he saw the video of me with Tommy, which was hilarious.
Robin Voss came up to her.
Oh really?
Oh, you didn't see that one?
No, I never saw.
This was one of my, because I'd never met Robin in person, but I have been
good people.
You know, publicly very critical of him.
Yeah,
and so I'm doing a man on the street type interview with a delegate from Washington State. And he's wearing like an American flag sports coat. And you can see in the video, Robin walked behind
he's
me.
Proud to be American.
And then I'm talking to him and I turn to my left and I make eye contact with him because Robin's looking at me and like pointing at me quickly. And I go, hi. And I was like, can we get a picture? Because part of the scavenger hunt is that I have to take a picture with you and I have to be smiling. And so we take the picture and I ask him, we shake hands and I say, will you come on my show? And he says, anytime. We'll see if that actually happens.
Right.
And then it ends with him walking away and the guy I was originally interviewing, who doesn't know anything, saying, well, it looked like you're the celebrity and he wanted a picture with you.
That is true, though. You are a celebrity.
Right?
You are.
I think that's fantastic. We're going to come back and talk a little bit with Kristen Bry about the scavenger hunt, how it's going here at the DNC compared, because you met your goal like halfway through at the RNC.
I think I changed I moved the goalpost. Let's be honest.
You? All right, fine.
There's no real prize. Was Tommy one of the things on the scavenger hunt, or did that just...
How much time do we have?
30 seconds.
So the one of there's things that people specifically asked for, and then there's generally the different categories of people that are worth different points. Okay. And right, so he was a Wisconsin politician, and because I interviewed
he
him,
loves
it,
your
was,
dad.
It was he does love my dad.
Pete Bry is a rock star. Kristen Bry is a rock star. Trinity Olsen's a rock star. I'm just here to carry their water. Back after this from the United Center in Chicago. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at the United Center at Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. We are here with Trigby Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and Kristen Bry, wonderful host of a wonderful show, Middays on, as Johnny Carson used to say, another network. She also has her her own content at Esco's Wisconsin. Catch her at the Insta and other places, and also writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kristen Bry is here as well. My sister texted me during the commercial break after hearing what Kristen says. Honest to God, I'm reading it right from her. She says, quote, my sister, you need to walk around with Kristen after your show to get some selfies. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Well, let's take a call quickly. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom's been holding on the line. L.A. Tom, I want to get to you. If you can, make it brief because we want to get to a couple more things with Kristen. Go ahead, Tom.
Absolutely. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we believe in democracy, not Project 2025. Kristen, great to hear from you. I'm hoping that the baby's doing well. Miss you in the morning show. But I just wanted to say that I hope you're doing well. And, yeah, I think that's about it. Also, the Chicks are going to be performing the national anthem at the final night of the DNC. So I'm pretty excited about this to get a little retribution in that area. So thank you guys very, very much. And keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to hear your voice.
How about that?
How about that?
Old friends.
It's funny. Speaking of the Chicks and content creation, recently, and now I'm brain fogging because it's the fourth day. Yeah. Their big song that, as far as after they got canceled.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I forgot, and I'm blanking what the word is. That song started trending again because Republican and conservative women were trying to claim that song. And everyone who's like a millennial and older was like, I'm sorry, excuse me, what? Right? Do you know what this song is in reference to? This is not your song. And so I wonder if they will play that tonight.
It'd be very interesting. What's your over-under? Rumor is a major celebrity is going to make a surprise appearance. Beyonce.
I think it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
People, you know, a lot of people want it to be Taylor Swift. There's no way it's Taylor Swift and not Beyonce. If anything, it would be, if it's Taylor Swift, it's both of them. Right. I mean, there's no way
It's not Taylor Swift.
But
it's not
the fact
there's
that
no way
they're playing Freedom
that
at every single rally. Like, that is the theme song of the campaign. And so the fact of the matter is Beyonce may be showing up to play that.
That may be distinctly possible because Beyonce is friends with lots of people.
Yes.
You can't bring
in 2016 for Hillary.
You cannot bring Taylor Swift here because there would be no coverage. Taylor Swift is so big that what Harris says tonight would get washed away.
That's true. That's a good point.
In the wake of Taylor Swift, which only gets to how big Taylor Swift is. And honestly, I you'll find this interesting maybe, but like I went and saw Taylor Swift in Warsaw, Poland. There were 85,000 people there. And you talk about one of the things that's great about America is the fact that you have an American who is up there and you have 45,000 12 to 40-year-old Polish women who are just elated and singing every song and it's
the power she wields is unbelievable.
Globally,
I wouldn't be surprised if she does end up, because she is not a Trump fan.
Right. No,
we know that.
Right. I would do it honestly. If she's going to endorse, they should do it on Friday when he's getting endorsed by Robert Kennedy Jr. Because it would blow that right out of the water. Yeah.
But it is interesting as far as if you talk about upstaging. Do you think Kamala Harris has any, as far as living up to Oprah and living up to Michelle Obama and some of the speeches that we've heard this week, do you think that there's any concern that she will get overshadowed?
No, because Todd and I were just talking about this. Like, one of the things that I think the Trump world misses is that Harris in some ways walks on the shoulders of Oprah and Aretha Franklin and Beyonce and Michelle Obama and a lot of powerful women who happen to be African American who have created a pathway that for most Americans, Harris's gender and race are not
an issue,
a big deal.
Yeah.
By the way, Luke Mathers listening in says, yes, no one remembers the Super Bowl because Taylor Swift was there. So I mean, your point.
I mean, think about that. Yeah, she is that big. She, I mean, the Super Bowl and the NFL, the shield and sword are about as big as it gets in the U.S., and she completely dwarfed it.
Yeah. I want to talk quickly, Chris, about 4 minutes left here, about your scavenger hunt. There's a brilliant idea. Tell us the premise and a couple of things that you've seen. And then after that, I want to leave a couple of minutes because you interviewed Vice President Harris earlier this year, and I want to see what your thoughts interviewing her were. But first of all, the scavenger hunt.
The scavenger hunt is exactly what it sounds like. Prior to the week starting, I asked across TikTok and Instagram for suggestions on things that I should find when I'm here. I picked out the ones that I felt were plausible and fun, and made a list, and then also just put some general categories together as far as people, any news people, celebrities, Wisconsin politicians, Wisconsin news folks, and all worth different amounts of points, and also putting different levels, because if taking a picture of someone in the distance is different than spending time and interviewing them. And so I have no idea what my point score is right now, because I have, like I said, I have a backlog of content of stuff that I need to, and like actually it's like, all right, well, if I'm 3Xing this one and at this point's here, so I will figure it out. But let's be honest, it's all arbitrary anyways. But yeah, so that has been a fun. This morning I got Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Really?
And
she's the one you really wanted to get.
The suggestion was have her show me a picture of Bailey. She did not have her phone on her, so instead I got a news story about Bailey.
Oh, nice.
And I had just missed Tammy Baldwin. The one there was ask her to see her cats, because she posted a picture
cat
of herself with her
cat
cats. So I'm hoping I can grab her at some point, maybe in Media Row. And on Tuesday morning, I got Tony Evers and asked him how his brat Summer is going, and he immediately, I don't know if he got the joke on purpose or if he thought I mispronounced brat, because he proceeded to tell me how he eats his brats and how much like the brat industry in Wisconsin is thriving. And
his staff told him later. Maggie Gow filled him in later.
So it's been fun.
2 minutes left here. You interviewed Kamala Harris when she was going to be the VP nominee still. Tell us what your interaction was like. What was your takeaway after interviewing Kamala Harris?
So I actually got to see her twice. I got to meet her in person in January.
Pardon me.
No, I know. And so, but it was because they were different experiences,
she's
I would say.
BFD.
As far as seeing her in person and then the interview that was over the phone where you couldn't see each other. Yep. And I felt like the interview over the phone felt more stiff. Mm. And I think that's been the most interesting thing of watching her rise to the occasion in this role. And why she gets criticized for how she interviewed as VP. And I've heard a couple people make this comment. It's like, some people are just better when they're not second fiddle. And you're not doing interviews where the hamster wheel is going as far as, how does the boss want me to answer this question versus how I instinctually want to answer this question? And now she gets to just be herself, and I think that's the biggest difference we're seeing.
Do you? I don't mean this derogatorily to as a woman, but do you feel like she was being politically kept? Like they were saying you can't really be yourself.
You can't outshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Potentially.
But you can't when you're VP.
That's what I mean. Like, I think
you're going to get put it back in a box.
She was, yeah.
All right. Nobody puts Kristen in a box.
No. Kristen has the liberty to create whatever content she wants.
She is a great content creator. Catch her on Hezgo's Wisconsin on Insta, other places, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and her daily show, Spanning the State, on another network. We're always happy to have her here. Kristen Pry, thank you so very much. Come on back
guys.
And Trigby Olson, live from the United Center. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the State Assembly and Senate. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WLCX The Eagle. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Department of Health Services is reminding parents of new vaccine requirements for this school year. New this year, students going into seventh grade need a meningitis vaccine, and incoming high school seniors need a meningococcal booster. You also used to be able to report that your child had chickenpox and that would excuse them from the vaccine, but now you need to get chickenpox diagnosed by a doctor to qualify for the exemption. And a group of veterans is making their way through La Crosse on a healing journey. Project Hero is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting veterans, disabled veterans, and first responders with PTSD. They're cycling 450 miles from St. Paul to Madison. Organizers of Project Hero say it gives them a sense of camaraderie, a mission, and a huge sense of accomplishment. They ride 60 to 90 miles every day. They got to La Crosse last night. Today, they'll ride to Reedsburg. Then they'll make their way to Madison tomorrow and celebrate together Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WLCX The Eagle.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The sunshine just won't stop, with high temperatures slamming into the upper 70s. Clouds increase tonight, with chances of spotty showers or some storms early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll become mostly sunny, with high temperatures rising right back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center from Chicago. We are live. Great to have you along here. It is just past 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock here. By the way, lots going on here at the United Center, and apparently they're doing a reboot of the Beverly Hillbillies right around the corner. As I hear somebody screaming at the top of their lungs, "Y'all come back now, you hear?" Brian Kelly, can you confirm? You're an actor. Are they in fact on location here?
Yeah, so that is a show out of Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly guys.
Yeah, well, Philly guy. And I'm not entirely sure of their leanings, but they have been a little bit louder than most, which is fine. You come across a whole bunch of different personalities
This
area.
You do. Everybody is a unique person, and that's fine.
But he was doing the whole Rocky IV thing with Stallone. If I could change, then you could change, and we could all change. And then he's gone off from there, and it devolved into the Beverly Hillbillies. I like to do my own impressions and have a lot of fun myself, but I like to try and keep it at least to one or two subjects. Maybe not just, Stallone to the Beverly Hillbillies. All right, man, you do your thing.
All right, you do you, baby. Brian Kelly, of course, co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie Dawn immediately following our program. Any big, like to plug anything? Any big people on today?
We literally have a guest every segment, sometimes two.
Wow, look a blessing of guests.
We have a plethora of riches, but there's rumor that the lieutenant governor is going to stop by again. And
well, she was fantastic. I mean, we had her on earlier this week, and let me tell you, talk about someone who's a rock star. How about Sarah Rodriguez?
She is pretty darn awesome. And Luke and I got to, when we had our show for a little bit, Luke and I got to get to know her pretty well. And when she was rising up and before she became a lieutenant governor, and we were just like, "Hey, tell us more."
Right.
I know. We like you. You're the best.
I was giggling because now it's turned into a tent revival right around the corner from us, apparently. At any moment, there's going to be an altar call here at the United Center. So we'll look forward to nervous anticipation to that. Trigvi Olson rejoins us here at the table. If you have any questions for Trigvi, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Trigvi, I want to take a moment and talk about something that is not so fun, but I think it's important to take a moment here to talk about. And last night at the rally or at the convention, you had Tim Walz and his wonderful family, his wife and his two children, his daughter Hope, who has joined him a lot on their social media posts and was conceived through IVF, and Governor Walz talks about that. And then their son Gus, who was very emotional last night and were tears running down. At one point, he stood up with tears running down his face and pointed up at his dad and said, "That's my dad." And for most of us who saw this, it was just how you could not be touched by that. I don't know, but apparently there are people
apparently
that are
Ann Coulter is not one of them.
Apparently Ann Coulter is not one of them because she posted a photo and a story of this young man who's 17 and said, quote, talk about weird, unquote. Yeah. It turns out that, and I think this is known by most people, that Governor Walz's son, Gus, is a kid who has something called neurodivergent minor with a nonverbal learning disorder. It's different from non-speaking. And, you know, this kid has a condition where, you know, he deals with this. And for someone to make fun of his condition and to use that, A, he's a minor. And then, you know, you've worked in presidential politics. Minor kids have long been off the table.
Yes.
And number two, a kid with a learning disability or whatnot, who to make fun of a kid like that, who was just standing up because he was so happy and so touched and so emotional and so proud of his dad, and to make fun of that. And now you have other mega Trump people amplifying this. I'm not sure if there's anything else that you need to know about the differences of the two major political parties today.
I think, well, it certainly says more about Ann Coulter than it does, and the people who are retweeting that, than it does about Tim Walz's son. I think the reality is if you're retweeting things that are going after kids, whether that's Barron Trump, who I do not believe is 18, or Tim Walz's son,
18,
maybe he
yes.
just turned. Mm-hmm. It says more about you. And if you tweet what Ann Coulter did, you're just a bad person. Yeah. You really, really are.
And
Tim Walz's best line, and it's so Midwest, like, it's none of your damn business. Just right. like, we need to get out of other people's lives. Stop. Stop.
And as you
stop judging other people and get your own house in order.
Right. And you know, when you and I were coming up through the Republican Party, that for a long time, that was the Republican Party mantra. Kind of a libertarian. Fix the roads, protect the borders, and stay the hell out of people's lives.
Right. I don't want somebody telling me, and Tim Walz made that point. Like, I don't want somebody telling me what kind of shotgun I can own. That said, like he also said, you know, and as a parent, I remember after Uvalde taking my fourth grader to school and being like almost in tears when I was driving away, thinking to myself, like, what on earth is going on here? And as a gun owner, and I bet Tim Walz would say the same thing, as a gun owner, I personally, I think there's nothing wrong if somebody turns 18, buys two ARs and 6,000 rounds of ammo, there's nothing wrong from the local somebody from the local sheriff's department coming and saying, hey, are you doing okay?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
for the most part, government needs to stay out of people's lives. We need to stay out of each other's lives. What kind of books they read, what choices they make as a family. And that used to be what the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan and a lot of Republicans was about. It's not what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
Just isn't. And it's sad, Todd.
It is sad. One of our listeners, Andrew, in Verona says, funny, these same Republicans did not post memes about Kyle Rittenhouse blubbering through tears when he was on the courtroom stand.
Yeah, no, also, they didn't.
Also, Troy in Mount Horeb, listening to WAUK in Waukesha, says, I know Maggie has a lot of guests. I spent the whole show on hold yesterday.
Call us.
Mr. Kelly. Yeah, call us. Call us, Troy.
We'll take
what
it,
are
Troy.
We, chopped liver? I mean, I know Maggie Dawn's great, but I mean, we'll take you. I mean,
I hate to say it, but I think he might have been on hold with you guys yesterday, too.
I'm sorry.
This place is insane. And by the way, Maggie's got like more guests than she could possibly put in.
Well, we always appreciate you, Troy. So if you want to call it now, 855-752-4842,
855-752-4842.
Trayvon Olson is a Renaissance man. There is nothing that he cannot answer or at least cannot make up an answer for.
That's true. Ask me about the Packers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep it in my wheelhouse.
Let's go back, if we can, and Sam Davidson doing a great job filling in for Mr. Zomers today back at the World Headquarters. Sam, I'd like to go back to this clip that I just sent you here from a while back from Michelle Obama, because I thought this was great, talking about generational wealth. So this was Michelle Obama a couple nights ago on the stand here at the Democratic National Convention. Here we go.
She understands that most of us will never be afforded the grace of failing forward. We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. If we bankrupt a business or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. No. We don't get to change the rules so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No.
That was Michelle Obama. I thought the money line there, Trigvi, was the affirmative action of generational wealth.
Yes.
Because MAGA Republicans like to continue to go after affirmative action and diversity, equity, and inclusion. And remember, the late, great General Colin Powell was a big believer in affirmative action and put forth the reasons why it actually should be a Republican value to get. I mean, Steve Gunderson used to say this, old 3rd District Congressman, Republican. He'd say it's not government's job to assure everybody be successful, but it is government's job to help everybody get to the same starting line. And I thought Michelle Obama nailed it with this line about affirmative action of generational wealth, like Donald Trump.
Yeah. You know, Michelle Obama's speech was really good on a lot of levels, because Michelle Obama's speech spoke in a calming way, but in a real way, about contrasts. And that is true. Most people don't benefit from that kind of generational wealth that Donald Trump benefited from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Democrats, I was skeptical about how much space Harris and Walz might be able to, given the run that they've had over the last month, how much they'd actually be able to build on that. Mm-hmm. But it will be really interesting to see the next time Charles Franklin and the Marquette poll comes out, and hopefully it's soon. Because I do think there is a percentage or a percentage and a half in these key states of Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Arizona that we're going to see some additional movement. I didn't think we'd see that, but I think we are going to.
855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, guys, you've had a great week. Thanks for everything you're doing. I don't know
Thank
who
you.
The lady was. She had something to do with commerce under Trump, and she was on and being interviewed the other night.
Oh, last
and
night,
she
yeah.
just what, talked about just how he speaks, I'm talking about Trump now, behind closed doors, about just a litany of things and how it turned her off. And you know darn good and well, the same thing with that wounded soldier that he, well, why do you even bring this person out here? Can you imagine what he's even saying about Tim Walz's son? We all can.
Yeah.
Because of the type of person he is. But I think that the Democrats need to bring her out a little, tell her out a little bit more, because she knows exactly what he's like behind closed doors, and just keep hammering that home, because he doesn't care one bit about working class people. He never has.
Yeah.
And this populist really message that he keeps coming with.
Really appreciate the call, Dick. And thank you for bringing this up, because I had it in my notes and I forgot to. Thank you for doing this, Trigvi. Last night, I can't remember her name. She was in the Trump administration, as Dick said. I can find it here. But she gave
Olivia?
I think that was it. Well, I don't want to misspeak, but I'll find it. All right, Brian Kelly, the yeoman's work there, he'll find it for us. I want to give her credit.
Olivia Troy.
I think maybe that was it. And she was talking last night about what it's like to be in the room with Trump and what he is.
Yeah,
and I also thought
Olivia Troy.
That former Lieutenant Governor Republican Jeff Duncan of Georgia, he gave a great speech last night. And thank you, Brian, for fact-checking us on that, Troy.
It is Olivia Troy.
Yeah, Olivia Troy.
It's Olivia.
I thought those two were really important, and there was no booing. There was clapping, particularly Jeff Duncan got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I didn't see Duncan's speech. I did see Olivia's. I will tell you, as powerful as Olivia was in her speech, sit and have lunch with her sometime.
Really?
Listen to her talk about it. having had that experience, it was scary, the thought of Donald Trump coming back. Even more maybe than she did in her speech. Yeah. But, this is what's powerful about this, and it reminds me of 2004 with President Bush's convention when he was running against John Kerry. You had people like Joe Lieberman. You had a number of Democrats who stood up and
the governor of Georgia at the time was a Democrat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you did not see any of that at the Republican convention, they wanted this race to really be a race where people in the center were turned off and tuned out. And they would have had that with Joe Biden. They do not have that now.
We're going to come back, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to see. Troy from Mount Horeb, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We're going to take Troy on the other side next. He can have all the time he wants. Come on back, because we're going to have Trivi Olson here for the Lincoln Project and wrap things up from the DNC. But there is so much more to come. You've got the great Maggie Dawn, Brian Kelly, the Devils, our special primetime coverage from 6 until 7 tonight. And you can find it all at civicmedia.us. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt and Air on Air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like $200 billion. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the All Ball Show, live on location from the United Center in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, of course, CBS and ABC News, depending upon your station of choice. Remember, you can listen to all of our stations by simply downloading the Civic Media app. You can do so for your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. It's a cute CM logo. You tap on that. Takes less than a minute to download. And it's free. Gratis. Cero. Won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Do it today. You can listen to all of our coverage tonight with Terry Bell and a cast of thousands from 6 until 7. And, of course, coming up after the top of the hour news, Maggie Dawn Show along with Brian Kelly from 2 until 4. Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project here. Troy in Mount Horeb. Thanks for calling, Troy. And look, we got you in. We're all about it. Thanks for taking the time to call.
Awesome.
What do you got for us, Troy?
I actually only called to make sure Brian knew I was just goofing around when I said that. I mean, it was true, but
don't you worry, Troy.
I didn't want you to think I was like mad or anything about it. It just struck me as funny, because you were talking about how many guests she has.
Troy, and Troy, you are welcome anytime. We always appreciate you, man.
And
we get
Troy,
you.
Since I'm driving the bus tomorrow, if you want to call, definitely call in, because
no one will be calling
in when I'm driving the bus.
No, don't say that's bad for ratings.
Drink the air out. Like I told you, and I, I did get through for a little bit yesterday, and like I told you, Trigby, you got me into the union. So
yeah, I know that. I know. That's why I want you calling in.
And you could talk about that tomorrow. There's some new news, kind of a reboot of the union. Yeah. So maybe they'll talk about it tomorrow.
A lot of stuff. So, when we're gonna do the union's gonna be doing some neat stuff right before the election.
I didn't know I was supposed to talk about that yet.
No.
I didn't know I was supposed to talk about that yet.
Yeah, don't we don't want to talk about it too much. Todd's telling secrets out of school.
Just like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm a sieve. I'm like a bad goalie in a Badger hockey game. I'm a sieve. Thanks so much, Troy. We appreciate it.
Hopefully not a Badger goalie,
Take
though.
Care.
Thanks, Troy.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. That's the quality right there of the listeners we have at Civic Media. I mean, called up just to make sure Brian isn't no hurt feelings.
Yeah,
or
I know. We don't want Brian to have hurt feelings. No. He's a Bears fan, so he probably is okay at dealing with his hurt feelings.
Well, I am wearing my Hulk shirt, so people are fair warned now.
That's
so
true.
It's good.
And a Cubs hat. Yeah, for those who can't see him on
incognito.
They did
Cubs
not win
stream.
Last night.
No,
they did not. How's Craig Counsell doing?
He's great. I mean, honestly, he's doing better than I thought he would be doing. But,
really?
People expect, like, absolute miracles in baseball. Like, today we're going to have baseball is a game of chance at the same time, at best. So, yeah.
All right. Well, it'll be more with Mr. Kelly and Maggie Dunn coming up right after our show. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
Did you see the big news today?
Tell me. I've been,
Jordan
I've been,
Love
I've been
says
a little
he
busy.
Doesn't need any more preseason. He's ready to go.
He's ready
I like
to go.
That. I like that.
He's fired up. Ready to go.
I know. I'm so excited for the Packers season.
I'm excited too.
We're even going to Green Bay to see a game.
Yes, we're later on this fall we'll be doing
We have some big plans.
Another Todd and Trigby What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, and we're going to be taking in a Packers game. So
we should have asked
later.
Kristen what she thinks makes Wisconsin great and done well. We're going to have to start asking listeners where they want us to go.
Oh, we could do that.
We have the guy who said is the greatest place in Wisconsin is his backyard and invited us to
true.
A barbecue.
Somebody invited us to his backyard for a barbecue. We might do
they
that.
They wanted us to broadcast from there.
Right?
I think that would be so cool.
Having been in a few backyards in Wisconsin,
absolutely.
I absolutely believe that.
100%. If the guy's making bratwurst, I'm in, even if we don't broadcast. I'll just yell loud.
We're in like Flynn. Let's do a little fun here before we leave. If you have this ready, Sam.
God, that's what we're doing for the last 2 hours, Todd. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
College football gets underway soon as well. And the SEC had their media day, apparently. And Lane Kiffin, who is now at Ole Miss, and then Brian Kelly, not our engineer, but the Brian Kelly, the coach of the LSU college football team.
We wish he was. We did get seats at LSU games.
We have two different takes from coaches now. First, because all these networks now, or not networks, but college conferences have sponsors. So they put, like, on the table like this, if you're watching the stream, there's a bottle of Coke, because Coke is like an official sponsor of the SEC. Here was first Lane Kiffin's take on Coke, and then Brian Kelly's.
Does anybody drink Coke? You realize that 130% of your sugar for the entire day is in this one bottle.
Oh, no.
65 grams of sugar.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Long time.
Oh.
Just a shout out to our sponsor, Coke. Smart water, great Coke product, minerals, vitamins. It's just great for you. So. Refreshing, healthy, and
poor man.
Coke provides you all the products that you need, depending on what you like. And I love smart water.
So Lane Kiffin destroys the sponsor, and then Brian Kelly has to go out and clean it up.
Having had one of those moments on radio, remember?
Oh, yes. Our great sponsor, Chula Vista, by the way. We love them.
I do love Dells. When I'm in the Dells, I'm always going to the Chula Vista Resort.
Thank you. We appreciate it. It was during our big summer giveaway, and Trigby mentioned another hotel. I'm like, Trigby, Chula Vista are our friends.
Well, that is where I go. It was a senior moment. Yeah. I got a little mixed
All right.
Up.
1 minute left. 1.5 minutes, Trigby. What does Kamala Harris have to do tonight? What do Democrats have to do to wrap this up to make it a bigger success?
She needs to speak in a way that energizes her base, which she will do. Simultaneously to that, she needs to talk about economics and answer questions that will empower women in places like Eau Claire and La Crosse to talk to their husbands who are thinking about voting for Trump but really don't want to, giving them the rationale they need to not do that.
Yeah.
And I think she will do all those things.
Overall, I think it's been a spectacular week for the Democrats. And
we haven't, certainly has a better vibe than the RNC.
And we haven't talked about this because it hasn't happened. There have been no major confrontations, no major problems with any of the First Amendment rights of people speaking their mind down here.
No.
And that is a credit to both sides, both the protesters and the law enforcement down here.
100%.
So, Trevi Olson, thank you so much. He will be hosting the show for us tomorrow from an undisclosed safe location. Also, thanks to Molly Ball from the wonderful Wall Street Journal and Kristen Bry for stopping by as well. Our great crew here all week, our chief engineer, Corey Hartman, Mr. Brian Kelly, who will be with us next hour as well, and Chris Casper. For all of us here at 7, and Sam Davidson back home, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drums. Stay tuned. The wonderful Maggie Dawn is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we say goodbye to Chicago, reviewing a busy convention week for Democrats and looking ahead to the 74 days left to campaign.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.